I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, oh, oh, oh. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, oh, oh, oh. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, I hear it from that one, that you got someone new.
Everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything canoes. I'm Jace. For Lex, producer Ryan filling in for Dawn, who's off a few more days on vacation. What are you laughing at over there?
Just thinking of us in a canoe.
Oh, yeah, me too.
How kind of tragic that would be.
There's humor right there. Yeah.
We would be tipping that canoe.
We have Would You Rather coming up. Let me put a bow. Let me wrap up this conversation about that microchip. You're seeing it all over the place on the news. I just saw the Today Show do it. This company in Wisconsin putting a piece of rice-sized microchip in employees. So to make it easier for them to scan to get in, scan to get like a Snickers bar at the cafeteria, blah, blah, blah. People are arguing that, well, this is the way that it's going. I had a very quick but yet interesting, ironically, I ran upstairs to the office of the talk show that I do, and the crew was discussing the very same thing. And we have two young interns, both in their 20s, and someone was saying, and I mentioned that you and I, Alexis, talked about, I said, hey, just so you know, this doesn't scare me. If I had a kid, blah, 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 I would put it in. And one of the producers turned on and said, yeah, but what about the, you know, the age old tradition of like sneaking out, like when you're a teenager, sneaking out of the house? And Q, one of the interns, said, what's funny about that is, and he's young, I think he's a freshman or a sophomore in college now.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what's funny with technology? He goes, that doesn't happen as much as it probably did when you guys were young.
Sneaking out.
And he said, because now with like cell phones and you know, I know from my iPhone, there's an app called Find Friends. And like, I know where my husband knows where I am, and I can find where he is at any point, at any time of the day. I can find where my husband is because, well, we activated the account together. So like yesterday, it was a perfect example. Yesterday was really funny. He knew that I've been referencing this a couple times today. I was doing a segment about paddleboard yoga.
Yes.
And he was at his mom's house, which is in Anoka. So quite a ways from downtown, quite a ways from our house.
Yeah.
And where I was paddleboarding was at a lake like past his parents. So he was trying to get a hold of me for something and I wasn't answering my phone. So he got a little worried and he looked up at the map. He's like, why the hell is Jason? Where is Jason? Like, why is he like by my parents' house? So he called me and I started laughing.
He's got to go the distance to do some paddleboard yoga.
Exactly. But yeah. Q, my intern, was saying that the kids really, it's very hard to sneak around anymore because of all this technology that parents have. And I thought, wow, that's probably very true. There's a lot more tools in a parent's toolbox than when you and I were kids, Lex. I mean,
yeah, I get that, but the kids have more tools too. I'm sure they can easily turn that off and, you know, send up some kind of device signal.
Well, even on Snapchat, have you heard they have that Snap Map now?
Yes.
That scares the pants off of me. I hate that. Yeah. Will my friends know where I am at all times? Like, no, absolutely not. I haven't activated mine at all. It's like, ugh, no.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a requirement to have a cell phone if you're a parent. You could say, you know what? You're going to keep that on. If I find you turn that off, you're not having your phone.
That's a good point.
That's right. Yeah.
So there is that as well, but man, there's so many different things to consider when
it's a whole new world, girl.
Microchipped, and if that would be okay.
I ain't doing it. I'm not going to do it yet. My thumbprint's just fine. You have my thumbprint. That's all you need. 8:07, everybody. Let's do this.
It's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present. Would you rather?
Would you rather?
There we go. This is the game of difficult life choices. This or that, that one or that one, A or B, one or two. Mm-hmm. Please play along.
We'll okay. get to know you a little more too, Ryan.
Oh, you know too much already.
Yeah.
No, we know this, yeah. Okay, here we go. You ready, Lex?
Ready.
You ready, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to start right away. Oh, hold on a minute.
Uh-oh.
B. Arthur. I thought that we had put a bow on the microchip story, but B. Arthur just texted us, Lex. She goes, quote,
what'd she say?
You two have been microchipped for 10 years. Yeah, don't trust you. Yeah. Very true, probably very true.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Thanks, B.
Would you rather lick the tongue of a random dog for 30 seconds?
Whoa.
Or steal a bone from an angry pit bull?
Ooh.
Here, puppy, let's tongue kiss. Let's hope you and didn't lick somewhere on your body.
And even though we're having fun, I always try to protect myself from the oversensitive. Anytime you mention animals.
Oh, yeah.
I know I have people that have pit bulls. Not all of them are mean. This is just what the book says. Thank you very much.
Right, but it's an angry one. Angry, an feeling angry, any
why
animal?
Why do you think I put it? Fine.
An I don't angry take
Doberman.
Its toy.
An angry I'm going to stick with dogs, though. An angry Doberman. An angry German Shepherd. An angry pit
angry
bull.
Lab.
There we go.
Yeah.
I've inoculated myself from the oversensitive email.
I would take my chances. I would take my chances with the pit bull. That's just.
You would?
I would. I can run fast.
You're going to steal a bone.
Sure.
The bone is there, and he's looking at you.
It'll make a better story. It'll make a better story than saying, "Hey, I licked this dog's tongue."
Well, second, hope you liked your left arm.
I do like my left arm.
Okay, well,
I prefer my right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to French kiss a dog. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right. You
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
Have some
please.
Water first, puppy.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think it's a great idea to French kiss a dog.
It's all right, Mitch. No, it's all right. It's all right. Okay, here we go. Would you rather drink water from a vase containing 3-week dead flowers or eat a giant 3-foot by 3-foot spider web?
Oh, water. Absolutely.
Okay, Alexis.
Oh, man, a 3-foot web. I mean, that's really tiny little webs there.
It's probably a hummingbird in there.
Oh, yeah, it's everything that's captured
everything
in the
that's
web,
in there.
Too.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the web, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. The after 3 weeks, that smell of the flowers. I'd rather have a little protein in that way. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Probably some nutrients in the water.
Probably.
It's like vitamin water.
I'm drinking the water. Yeah. I'm not eating no damn spider web.
Cheers,
that is
Jace.
Disgusting. Cheers. Cheers, Ryan. Cheers.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Okay. I always try to pick a semi-gross one that I know will make Alexis giggle because she loves these. This is when Alexis turns into a 9-year-old boy. Here we go.
Okay.
Lex, you're
going to
love
already.
This one. Would you rather, after flirting with a cute store clerk, realize you had a slight string of snot stretching from your nose to your ear?
Ooh.
Wow.
Or
wow.
After flirting with the store clerk and after playing with your dog earlier, you had a tiny spot of poop on your cheek.
On your cheek? And
yes.
You didn't know?
No, and you're flirting with the store clerk that you really like. So are we doing the snot, or are we doing a little bit of dog poop?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to do the long boogie.
Yeah, I'm going boogie.
Me too.
I draw the line at feces.
Oh, yeah,
me too.
The smell and the overbowl.
Yeah. Okay.
Be like, this is a new accessory. It's like, organic.
How to get there?
Yeah. It's a new nose ring.
Right. No questions.
Earring combo.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Would you rather laugh when you should cry and cry when you should laugh?
Mm,
or,
that happens already.
Or never be able to do either?
Aww.
Oh my God. That's dark. Oh my God. I'd want to do the laugh and cry, laugh, that little roller reversal.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, I'd be like the first to go to funerals.
Me too.
Like, I can go.
And you'd be the only one.
I'd rather just try to hide it.
Little short giggles.
Yes. Because I've been at a funeral where we started laughing uncontrollably, like where it hurts and you can't. You're like, it was so uncomfortable. But this was 10 years ago, obviously, and I still remember it. It was so inappropriate, but one person started laughing and then another person started laughing. And I'll never forget
this. It's contagious.
I looked to my left and one of the people walking into the funeral had a giant, you know, one of those thermoses from Super America that you get like 50 cent refills.
Yeah.
Someone had walked into the funeral with one of their Super America refillable jugs. And that was the dam burst.
Oh my
like
God.
The dam. I the beavers, the dam, I flooded the beavers. The dam burst.
Turned into Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, I did. I'm like, oh my goodness,
funeral.
He's bringing his big gulp into the funeral. Yeah.
Just
hear slurping sounds. And,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, here we go. Did we all answer that? Yeah, we all answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather, as a woman, have quadruplets? Ooh. Or have four babies all 10 months apart?
Quadruplets. Let's get it all over with.
I'm with you.
Insta-fam.
Let's get it all over with here.
Yeah. Wow. Pregnant once.
Let's get the woman's perspective here, actually.
I know. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of how that would work and maybe... Yeah, I guess I'd do all four at once.
Me too.
Yeah, just
I'm not a woman,
help.
But I would just do the quadruplets.
Like you're getting your wisdom teeth out.
Yes.
Right. Just
do it.
Do it all.
Get them out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have to hang on to the top of a car going 100 miles per hour for 10 minutes or try to stay on the top of a hot air balloon in the sky for 10 minutes?
On top of it?
Yeah.
Oof. Or hanging on to a car?
Yeah.
I'm going to hang on to the car.
Yep, I'll be right
Me
behind
too.
You, Lex.
I shan't. I shan't be on the top of the balloon.
It's probably hot up there.
Yeah. Oh, hot. I'd be
and
screaming.
Shaky.
No, it's not happening.
And birds and drones will be flying by, and the drones could kill you.
I know they can, Lex. Here we go. Oh, Lord. Oh, my. Oh, my.
This is
Here
great.
We go. Oh, my. Would you rather drink the water from a hot tub after a fraternity party?
Oh, jeez.
Ew.
Or drink Mexican tap water?
Ooh.
We've all seen Sex and the City, the movie.
Don't drink the water, Charlotte.
Poor Charlotte.
Oh, poor Charlotte. Can you imagine getting the script? And you're like, really?
Really?
My character gets the dumps the entire time we're in Mexico? Thanks, writers. I don't know, guys. I'm probably going to drink the tap water in Mexico.
You know, there's chlorine in that hot tub, so I'm going with the hot tub.
Oh
no. No.
What are you
I'm doing the tap water.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. College guys. Ugh. No. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I have one more just because this one, I really am curious of what Alexis is going to say. Here we go, really quick.
Okay.
Would you rather always speak in rhyme or not hear every third word spoken to you?
Oh, God.
Oh, I would speak in rhyme on a dime.
Absolutely.
She just did that. Did you catch that rhyme?
I did. Yeah. I was trying to do it too, but nothing rhymes with absolutely.
No. I would do the every third word. Oh,
you
that would get exhausting.
Oh,
no
to
way.
Live a life of Dr. Seuss. Oh, no.
You make millions. You can be a hip hop artist.
Yeah, no, not doing that.
Oh, yeah. You could really do some mad rhymes there. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for playing. This has been.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather?
That's right. Tune in next time.
Yes.
It is 8:17. When we come back, Ryan has the biggest stories in entertainment and the Dirt Alert after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Jason. Alexa, Dawn continues a little vacation, as does Elizabeth. Elizabeth's just taking time off to be with her lovely family. Again, congratulations to her and the new baby. But right now, Ryan filling in with the Dirt Alert.
Yes,
hello, Ryan.
Yes. Hello, Jace. I know I don't see Lex in the other room right now, so it's just you and me right at the moment. So she'll
be back, you know, before nine.
Some business. Okay, so I know we have covered this one in ad nauseum, but I love the response the Discovery Channel gave about the Michael Phelps racing a shark deal. Everyone was just up in arms. It was all over the place. Everyone is just really upset at the Discovery Channel. And this is their response to try to remedy the situation here. Quote, "The show took smart science and technology to make the challenge more accessible and fun. All the promotion, interviews, and the program itself made it clear that the challenge wasn't a side-by-side race," which, Jace, you and I both agree, that's a bold-faced lie.
Let me tell you, I watched a lot of the promotion. I watched some of the interviews. They didn't come out and write and say, hey, you know, he's not racing a shark, but the title of the show, I mean, even just the title, it's like, come on. Yeah. It was at minimum, it was slightly misleading. Yeah. Slightly misleading.
Thank you for joining us, Lex.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Welcome back, Lex.
Sorry, that was the fastest break ever.
Hey.
That was fast.
Yeah. What did you expect? There was not going to be a real shark. That would just be such a liability.
See, I expected a real shark.
Come on.
See, it's 2017.
They don't swim straight.
We could put microchips in your hand and you can buy a Snickers bar, but you can't race a shark.
No,
shark.
I feel
like that is a possibility. Why can't we? We can go to the moon. We can't race a shark.
No. Because the shark doesn't know when to go and stop and when he's gone too far.
Me and Jason are just gullible? Is that it?
No.
Until your dinner.
Let me break this down for you there, Alexis. This is how I thought it was going to go down.
Okay.
They were going to, you be skeptical until you hear my 5-point plan. Uh-huh. So I thought they were going to put Phelpsy in that tank that they have down in Mexico where James Cameron shot Titanic. It's a giant tank where they could comfortably do 100 meters, because that's ultimately what they raced. And I thought they were going to put a divider, be it a net,
a thick glass wall,
a thick whatever, for the duration, the length of the 100 meters.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as the shark not knowing when to go, Michael would start when the shark started.
Oh, please. The shark is not going to be paying attention to Michael Phelps.
The shark doesn't have to pay attention to Michael Phelps. Michael begins when the shark begins. So if the shark starts moving, they fire the gun and then Michael takes off.
Right, but then the shark will be paying attention to him, is maybe what I'm saying. The opposite.
Well, that's
it,
the
will
shark's
see
problem.
It, and then the shark, it's going to zig and zag and it's not going to be, and you think it's going to be in a nice little line. It doesn't happen that way.
Put the shark in like a pen. It can only go like, you know, straight. I don't know. That is exactly how they were selling it. The Discovery Channel knew what they were doing because people aren't going to tune in for smart science and technology.
True.
What are you talking about? They knew exactly what they were doing here.
And removing the shark from the ocean. Do you know how much trouble
they wouldn't be removing it. Okay, and I have an answer for you there, Kitty Carryall.
I prefer Polly Pocket.
That tank that I'm referring to is basically connected to the ocean, so they wouldn't have to move the shark a lot. So there we go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So. I really think this
whatever, Lex.
I know you guys want to talk about this little mustache story. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I do too.
That the cast of the Justice League was called back for a few reshoots, but Henry Cavill was doing another movie and that he needed a mustache for
Impossible.
Yeah, so he wasn't allowed to shave it.
Nope.
So they worked on some CGI to remove the mustache, and they did the same thing at Wonder Woman too. Because Gal Gadot was pregnant, and they used CGI to make her belly look less pregnant.
Wow. Is this movie just doomed? Is this project? There's been so many things.
For Justice League?
Bumps in the road. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And again, the trailer still looks too busy. Very, very busy.
A lot going on.
Too busy.
It looks like a cartoon. Like there's so much CGI
I do not like. But no. In Paramount, and I don't want to get too caught up in the business aspect of this, but what it is, it's a pee match between a pissing match between two rival companies. Mm-hmm. It's Disney who does the Marvel, or I'm sorry, no, Warner Brothers, who handles Justice League, and Paramount, who does Mission Impossible. And Paramount is being the stickler going, oh, no, 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 oh. we're not letting Henry out, and we're not letting him shave the mustache.
Funny.
for your reshoots. We're doing our movie. He's contracted to us right now, which you really can't blame Paramount, actually.
No, mm-hmm.
So
not yeah. at all.
Yeah. Anyway.
And real quick here, Anne Hathaway is in talks for being in this new Barbie movie. Now, this just sounds like it's a complete pain in the butt here. Like, Amy Schumer was initially supposed to do it, and now they're considering Anne Hathaway. That, to me, is like a big 180. Like, they're two completely different actresses with different styles. They've been in different movies. Like, I don't know what the angle they're going for here at this Barbie movie, but...
I don't know.
I mean,
who's going to be Ken? And for me, who's going to be Skipper? That little saucy minx, you know?
More importantly.
That's who I want to know.
Skipper even make an appearance in the Barbie film?
She better. She's better. She's the fun one.
There's your dirt alert update.
She's the one that'll make out with you in the closet.
Oh my gosh.
We'll be right back.
I want to see that.
This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Look what you got. I'm a
monster. Look what you got. I'm a monster. Every day in. Try to test me, yeah. Every day try to end me, yeah. Pull up in the roadster SV. Welcome back to the party, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything. Alexis desperately trying to rhyme my name with something. I'm Chase.
Jason.
With Lex. And Ryan filling in for Dawn. So, if you missed
Mason.
It in the last segment,
yeah,
jar. If you missed this, the dirt alert segment, Alexis was gone for a good chunk of it, and she was in
Sorry,
the bath.
Guys.
We found out that she was in the bathroom, not contemplating life. No.
She told us this in confidence.
Yeah, I don't care. She knows better than to type
there's
something
no
out.
Such thing
yeah, there's no
on
such
this
thing
show.
Here. No. She was contemplating not life. No. She was contemplating things that rhyme with Jason. Yeah.
So, I was thinking of the would you rather question, the last one. Would you rather speak in rhyme or not understand every third word or miss it when someone's talking to you? So I was thinking about a conversation. If I was rhyming every phrase and you didn't understand every third word, I would just line my rhyming words up with every third word. So then you would... So anyway, I was going through that in my mind, and yeah,
just lost took track
a little bit
time.
Longer. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, I gotta go!
Gotta go, the show's back on.
Yeah, I need to do my job, even though it started.
Oh,
here.
It's all right.
Anyway,
it's all right.
All
yeah.
Good.
Okay, Ryan, do you have, and if not, Lex, can you type it in for Ryan?
Yeah.
I think we should call B. Arthur and set a date and a time that she will reveal her quote announcement about our quest to go to Disney World, take our show to Disney World for Jason and Alexis's 10th anniversary, which is next year. Ryan, let's get her on the phone.
Yeah.
Lex will.
Do you have it? I must have her number
okay.
here.
I
got it.
Okay.
Got
you do
it.
Have it?
I'll call her up right now.
Yeah,
perfect.
Call her. And go ahead and put her, the dialing and the whole thing on the air because we like, we if. Once she answers, we like to greet her in a very special way.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So we can just put the whole thing on there. We're going to try to give our boss a call, the one and only B. Arthur. Queen of the Dark Lords of the Sith.
Uh-huh.
Here she goes.
Yep.
We're calling her right now.
Yep.
Trying to get an answer.
Because we want to go to Disney. It's been 10 years. We haven't gone anywhere.
Nowhere.
We haven't even asked, have we?
We've asked before, yeah.
Oh, I mean, we've asked before and it just never happened. So,
yeah.
It's
she's
time.
Let us go. The farthest she's let our show go is the Menards in Andover. Do we have her? Hello?
Yeah, we were in Cambridge once.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
B.
Is this B. Arthur?
It is.
No, yeah.
Good morning.
You're live on the air. We have to legally tell you that, so you won't. Well, you know all that. Anyway, this
Hi,
is.
Hey, girl.
This is
Hi,
Jason.
Ryan.
Hi, Amy.
Yeah. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1.
B. Arthur.
Yeah. How are you, B?
How you doing, B?
I'm the super duper Lex.
Yeah. I love how she ignores me. Okay. So, B. Arthur, I'm sure that you've heard by now that we would like to take the show to Walt Disney World,
yes.
the happiest place on earth, for the 10th anniversary of our show. Have you heard these rumors?
There's angry villagers outside my condo with torches and pitchforks.
Perfect.
That's right.
They got the
Have
bat
you
message.
Seen what people are doing to me on social media?
No.
Oh my God! Look at the comments. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
About you?
No.
Oh, they're not saying mean things to me. They're just begging on your behalf, which is super attractive.
Yeah,
it's
they
hot.
Just really want to go. There's a market here.
That's
America.
Hot.
What did I tell you? America loves this, B. Arthur.
Begging. Begging is hot.
Begging is, girl. It's hot.
So
it's very.
Hot.
It's very 2017.
No, yeah. You're not.
No.
No, really not.
But you do have an announcement that you said in quotation marks. What does that mean?
Yeah. I asked you guys, though, do you want to wait till Dawn's back? Because she's been a part of the begging corps.
Yeah. Now,
no,
did you
decided.
Hear? Yeah, we kind of decided because Alexis said, no, we're not going to wait because a precedent has been set because we hired Dawn while she. Are you in the toilet? What's going on?
I'm making coffee.
Oh, my goodness. You're very loud.
Hey,
very, very loud.
Speaking of being in the toilet.
Yeah.
Hey, Lex.
Yeah.
Couple things.
Yeah.
One.
You're not listening, are
dirt
you?
Dirt alert. Ryan just did the dirt alert. Did you just take a vacation day?
I did travel somewhere in my mind. I was thinking of would you rather.
And two, Jason backed me up on this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Two, I sent a text yesterday at 11:39 a.m.
That's right. And my talkers, keep track of this. B. Arthur sent Alexis and I a tweet, or text rather, at
11:39
on Monday. Monday a.m. Okay, go ahead, Aime. Go ahead.
No time had passed.
Yeah.
Lex responds this morning as if I just texted it. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
We can't wait.
Jace, help me here. That is 21 hours ago.
21 hours ago.
Oh.
21 hours ago.
Oh,
21 hours ago, Lex.
Well, I'm so sorry. I don't remember getting home yesterday. So I got buried in other messages, and I apologize. Can we go to Disney?
No, and listen to this. And did you hear? I thought what you're going to laugh at is, did you hear Bitter Betty over there? She threw us under the bus when I said, no, let's be nice and wait for Dawn.
No!
And this is what Alexis. No, did you hear what Alexis said? Alexis went like this. She goes, well, you two didn't wait to hire Dawn. You did it while I was in Iceland.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to come up with precedent here. Because
wow.
I like Dawn. We had already talked on the phone about this, but it's true. You did hire her without me here.
Jason, when Dawn gets back,
yeah,
let's bring her in my office.
And we'll rehire her?
And we'll rehire her,
yes.
But first we'll break it to her that Lex resents her.
No, B, that Lex resents her hiring.
And then it's not
over,
her. It's you guys.
We went over Lex's
it's,
head and hired
yeah.
Dawn, and,
uh-huh.
and Lex is really bitter.
It's not Dawn. It's you guys.
That's right.
Oh,
did you hear
okay.
B?
Oh,
Lex
you hate us. Okay.
No. Hate's not the... That's too strong.
No,
that's too
she,
strong.
She resents...
You strongly dislike us.
She resents our Bar La Grasse dinner while she was
okay.
in Iceland.
Yeah, you guys got
okay.
to eat lobster bruschetta
okay.
without me. That's what it boils down to.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Jace, back
yes.
me up. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
I believe we had already talked to Dawn. We all, including Lex, really liked her.
I just
and
said
then
that.
Lex went, and then Lex said, oh, my God, you guys, I'm totally going to Iceland, whatever. I trust you. Remember
she
that?
Details, guys.
We did tell her, we said, Lex, FYI, we're taking her to dinner. And I know you're in Iceland.
One of my favorite places in the entire Twin Cities.
We're taking her to Bar La Grasa while you're going to craft stores in Iceland.
That is true. I did get to see a Lopi yarn, so
and B. Arthur said, and I quote, "We have to do this because we have to pull the trigger soon."
Right.
And Lex goes, "I don't care. I'm going to Iceland."
details.
Oh, goodness.
Hi, homies. I'm going to Iceland.
Jeez, we weren't supposed to say that
I know. Okay, now seriously.
All I'm saying is we want to know the announcement.
I know. She doesn't need to know that. She can't hear us now. Yeah.
Okay,
now, B. Arthur, so you have an announcement. We've decided as a show that we're not going to wait for dawn. So now that we're here with you, let's pick a date. Should we do Friday at 7?
So you're not waiting for dawn. Okay.
No.
We
so
can't wait.
Wow, Lex. So, wow.
Friday.
Hey, Jace is part of this decision, too.
I am, too. I'm owning this with Alexis. I'm with
Alexis. We want to know. Yes.
You guys are really selfish.
I know.
This. I think she would be okay with this.
Yeah, she would be fine. So we're thinking Friday at 7 a.m. How's that be, Arthur?
Okay.
Yeah. Because we have
that
second.
Works for me.
We have second chance romance on Thursdays. We have birthday pranks tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday at 7 a.m., you will join us on the phone to make your big announcement.
Yes.
About our trip to Walt Disney World.
Correct.
Okay.
That is what is going to happen.
Oh, I love
and
how
then
you put that
we'll
in
bring Dawn in next week, and we'll explain that Lex's resentment towards her has manifested itself in denying her presence at the announcement.
Right.
Okay.
That's worth of the trade-off, even though that's not accurate at all.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Details.
Yeah.
We'll take Dawn back to La Grasa and act
without
like we haven't.
Without Lex.
Oh man.
And then
get to go there with you.
We'll bring Lex leftovers.
We'll bring her.
I'm going by myself.
I love it.
We'll bring the tinfoil swan to Lex.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, B. Arthur. Bye-bye. Bye-bye,
Bye,
B. Arthur.
There
she goes.
Love
Peace
you.
Out. We love you.
Oh,
so
wow.
Friday,
she was like, bye.
I know. Friday at 7 a.m., everybody. B. Arthur will join us with a big announcement. How will it affect you? How will it affect us? How will it affect America?
Yes.
You'll find out. We'll be right back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning, unless Alexis is in the bathroom. I'm Jace. She here. Ryan, is she here? Do we have her?
I can confirm Alexis is here.
Oh, yeah!
You missed this, Jace.
What?
Just gotten brand new chairs in all the studios.
Oh, it's
what?
Fresh.
These are amazing. It's like
are they comfortable, Lex?
Oh, nice.
These are like
are
the
they?
Cadillac of chairs right here.
Are you sitting in them right now, Lex?
Yes!
Wow, Lex, just settle there.
No, it's very comfortable. No, it's nice. We have uniform chairs now.
Yeah.
You can lean back. They're roly-poly.
And we're the first butts to get in them right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lex, go ahead, lean back. Tell me how it feels to lean back.
Oh,
go ahead.
I'm leaning back. It feels so good.
Does it feel good?
Feels so good.
Yep. There we go.
There you go.
It's the simple things in life, everybody. It's the simple things.
It really
I love
is.
It. Yeah, it is. It is. Do we have? We gave away both of our prizes today, didn't we?
We only did one.
We only did because we have two to give away, right?
Yes, we do.
We do. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready because we have a fantastic prize for you today. Let me ask you a question. Do y'all love Valley Fair?
Yes.
Deal in the Valley.
Who doesn't
love the Valley Fair? I love the Valley Fair. The fact that we have an amusement park right down the road is amazing. Well, listen to this, everybody. You are going to win a pair of tickets to Valley Fair located in River South, land of big fun.
Yes.
Say it with me, everybody.
Land of big fun.
That's right. We have a pair of tickets to Valley Fair. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Give Ryan a call. He is looking for caller number 7. And good luck to you. And thanks to our family. They're always good partners with us, our friends out there at Valley Fair. Mm-hmm. I love this theme song. This is the theme, the old theme song, The Wheel of Fortune. I love this one. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very 80s.
Yes.
Coming up on 8:51, is Marley here? Is she in those new chairs yet? Is she coming in yet?
Yeah, she's here.
Hey, she have her. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
hold on your wigs and keys and granny panties. It's Marley Bigelow McMillan. Good morning, Marley.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, girl. Are you in a nice new coffee chair? Over there?
I am. Thank you.
Nice,
how's that
right?
chair feeling, Marley, for you?
How's your dusty muffins?
Ooh, well, that's a personal question.
I just sound like, sounds like that's what we're doing right now.
Pretty dusty.
Pretty dusty a little.
Pretty dusty.
These chairs are real nice.
Are they nice?
Yeah.
Thank you, B. Arthur. I mean, I'll never personally sit in them, but thank you, B. Arthur.
Yeah, you will. Jace, won't you sit in them during the fair?
During the state fair.
Yeah, so just a mere, just a few days, guys. Just a few days.
We're
going to
blink and it's here.
That's right. That's the state fair is the one time of year where Alexis and I see each other. That's it.
That's all we can take.
You guys haven't seen each other in years.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I haven't seen her since 2010.
Yeah.
That's the last time I saw Alex.
That's
2010.
Right.
That's right.
Our show's better for it.
That's right. Exactly. Totally. I haven't seen Marley since 2009.
Oh, yeah. How long has it been? Woo.
I haven't
2009.
I haven't seen Marley. Yeah, 2009. It's been a while.
Marley, still have hair? You got ears and things? You look the same?
I still have hair. The hair is always the hair. Every time I see anyone, they go, "Oh, your hair is different." Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I still have some.
Looking fly. It's looking sun kissed.
If I was a woman, folk, mm-hmm. I would change my hair all the time because you know I've had the same hair since I don't know George W. Bush was president. So there's not a lot of versatility.
Why can't you change that around a little bit? Grow it out a little bit.
Because I've tried growing it out, and it does not look good with my melon. It does not. It does not look good. Yeah.
If you grow it out, is it still straight, Jace?
Yeah, I have very straight hair.
Okay.
Do you have
the hair that just keeps growing straight out like a hedgehog?
Yeah.
Okay. My brother has that kind of hair too.
Yeah.
It's horrible. That's why I have to cut it every 2 weeks. I'm actually getting a haircut today. Oh yeah.
No way.
Every 2 weeks, I go see Mermaid. I call her Mermaid because her name's Kara.
What a great name.
Yeah. Well, Mermaid. Her name's Kara.
Yeah.
She works at the Great Clips in Medina. She's crazier than a loon, but cuts a mean hair. But I call her Mermaid because she believes in mermaids. And we fight.
Oh.
You should hear us. If you think Lex and I bicker, oh my goodness, we entertain when there's other customers in the Great Clips.
Yeah.
We, the other stylists, crack up because we argue from the moment I sit down until the moment she's done.
About
mermaids.
Jeez, you should put that on your Snapchat today when you're there.
Yeah.
Start that mermaid argument and snap it.
And she gets very, very defensive about it. She's like, "Well, Jason, it's on the Discovery Channel. Everything." And then I'm like, "Well, now I have a new argument.
Yeah.
Not everything on the Discovery Channel is real, Sister Soldier."
Yeah.
That shark
in that Olympic pool was not real.
Yeah.
Lies.
You guys are crazy to think that was actually going to happen.
Come on. Well, I know we are the crazy ones. We're going to talk about that actually this morning at 10 o'clock. Who's to blame here?
Yeah.
Because at first we were all mad, and now everyone's turning it around and being like, "You're the idiot if you actually thought he was going to swim against a shark."
That's not true. Look at the promos.
Look
at the name of the show. Michael Phelps versus a shark.
We expected them to pull it off in some way. I didn't think it was going to be Michael Phelps literally next
to a shark in lane
5 and lane 6.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marley.
But I did think in some fashion.
Thank you, Marley.
It would be more realistic than what they gave us.
Lex has been bringing us down for the past 2 days now.
She's like, you idiots.
Well, that's just the name of Lex's game, you know? That's why we have her here. Just bring us down.
Yeah.
That's what she does best.
Marley,
seriously,
I know.
Seriously, though, you guys are idiots. Seriously, okay? But who is going to watch a show that's like, hey, Michael Phelps is going to be racing a CGI shark, and let's tell you all the science behind it.
I know, but the thing is,
it was a way for you guys to learn.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think they PO'd people so much with this We Cried Wolf selling us something that they weren't going to give us.
Are we done?
I think
with
people
Discovery?
Are going to have a bad taste in their mouth, and they're not going to return for Shark Week next year.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm with Marley.
Yeah.
Marley,
Donna and I have a new
who's
idea.
Who's your musical guest?
Well, it's going to be Lady Gaga.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, bonanza.
Now we want Michael Phelps to race a manatee. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Marley, Donna and Marley coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Have a good day.